Do not touch that dial. Do not even think about doing something else for the next 50 minutes, because we have a groundbreaking edition of Toxic Talk Tuesday for you on this Chris Fabry Live and Moody Radio. My Toxic Life Coach will provide a list that you're going to want to pay heed to. This is our early Christmas gift to you. Right here before Thanksgiving, we'll count down 12 natural gifts you can give someone who wants to live toxic-free in the new year. Don't you dare miss the fun, the laughter, the white vinegar, and hydrogen peroxide. Straight ahead on Chris Fabry Live, though, that's not a part of our gift list. You can go to the website, chrisfabrylive.org, and find out more about that list. There is a printable list for today. Here's the number, 877-548-3675. My Toxic Life Coach says, if people have questions today, I'd love to entertain questions. So go to chrisfabrylive.org. You can see all the ways to reach us. Ryan McConaughey is our engineer. Nate McMillan's our producer. Trisha McMillan's our coordinating producer. Taylor Garrett will be answering your calls. We know what you really need today. We know you have been clamoring for help and hope for Christmas to give something meaningful to that special person in your life who doesn't even know that they need a Himalayan salt block. So here she is, the woman who was voted by her graduating class at the University of Virginia most likely to create a Thanksgiving creation out of squash, garlic, almond butter, carrots, bamboo skewers, and tomatoes. We unveiled that animal she created 1 year ago. My personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry.
Well, that's a nice introduction. Totally forgot about that. Bamboo skewers. I need that photo. Yes. Yes, I was listening to that going, oh, he's offering a challenge. I can do this. Totally forgot about that.
She is working today with on the desk in order to block a lot of the noise, you know, the reflection.
Because I make so much noise.
No. What I did when Steve Lindsay, Pastor Steve, was here. I did the same thing. But she's working today with a very special Chicago Bears throw. And boy, this thing is really cheap right now.
A cover? What do you mean it's cheap?
Because of how they're doing.
Oh,
see, this
sorry,
is the other thing
sports.
I love about her. She has no idea. She has no idea about sports, about what's going on. I mean, if you wanted to, you'd know.
I would.
You grew up with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I did, you know. And the Steelers.
So, Nate, you got to go over to Facebook. I just put this on my Facebook. You got to share this on our Facebook so you can see the Chicago Bears. I think this is at least 75% off now.
The cover? Well, it's not organic, I would imagine.
No, it's kind of killer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last year, you know what we did last year at this time, Andrea?
Mm-mm,
we dealt with eating to please people at Thanksgiving.
Really?
And how we shouldn't do this. Do you don't remember that?
Well, I mean, it comes back to me readily. Sure. I love that topic as well. Did you want to go to that topic?
No. Oh, okay. I was just thinking what's on people's mind.
Yes.
They're thinking about Thanksgiving. They're not as much thinking about Christmas yet, but boy howdy, they're going to after today, right?
Yeah. It's never too soon to be thinking about Christmas.
Now, what you're going to do is you're bringing along 12 unique natural gifts. Let's get this out of the way at the beginning.
You mean out of the way? You mean the list? Just kind of cross it off the list?
If you'd let me finish.
Sorry.
Ryan, do you have the doorbell? Thank you.
Sorry.
If you had let me finish the thought, which I know is difficult with somebody like me, let's get this out of the way, even the disclaimer that's on the website, that you don't have any vested interest. These things that, should I keep on going,
yes,
or you want to just jump in?
No. Nope.
These things that you're going to talk about, you're not getting any kickback on this. These are just things that you've found, right?
Yes, thank you. I am so sorry I interrupted you, because that is an important disclaimer. I don't have any financial affiliation at all with any company, so there may be better prices, other products similar. That's not the point of this. These are just some products that are out there that our listeners may not be aware of.
And then you have 12, and you've made this into a list. You can go to the website and print that out, even if you want to. Don't know why you would, but you can. And it's
give it to somebody. Say you have a loved one and who says, I don't know what to get you. You're the health person of the century. You probably have everything you need. And you say, well, wait a minute. There are a few things that I would like to have, and we'll go over those. But then you would print this out and say, here, honey, I've marked the ones that I would like.
So these are a few of your natural things, right?
These are a few of your favorite natural things.
Yeah, but it doesn't work cadence-wise. Okay, so we're going to count these 12 down, and I would think that you would be open to having people call in with a suggestion for other of their favorite natural things too. Maybe
I'm
that
open.
Aren't on
totally.
Your list.
Always open.
My guess is that most people who know about these or who know natural stuff, they're going to this Himalayan salt block. I mean, that's
everybody
gonna...
knows about that. Everybody.
Shall we start with a Himalayan salt block?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
It's number, what number is
it's
it?
It's number four.
Well, you know, starting with number four is a good thing. And they are in no particular order, just random. But this is the ultimate safe cookware because you're cooking food on food. It's simply Himalayan salt in a block form, as it says, Himalayan salt block, otherwise known as Himalayan salt plate. I love cooking with this. There's a lot. We could do a whole program on how to cook with a Himalayan salt block because I've learned a couple things the hard way. Fortunately, they're not super expensive like Le Creuset we've talked about as enameled cast iron is quite an investment and they have a lifetime guarantee. But
Wait a minute.
Did I get off?
No. Okay. But we broke ours. How could it have a lifetime guarantee?
No, the Le Creuset did.
Wasn't that what we broke?
That was because I dropped it.
Well, but if it's got a lifetime guarantee.
I don't have, in my, ethically, I could not call the company and say, it was your fault.
I'd love to hear somebody who's got one of them there things from France. And if they cover dropping, I would think that they would cover dropping it.
Well, I bought it used. There were just so many reasons that I let it go. If you'd like me to pursue that.
Well, you just said it's got a lifetime guarantee.
Well, say something goes wrong with it. With the Himalayan salt block,
yes.
Some things can go wrong with it, and I'll explain what those are, mainly cracking. You're not going to get, there's no guarantee. This
I thought
is
we were
mine.
Against that. Oh, cracking. I mean, frack.
Oh, we are against fracking as far as gas and oil drilling, but not against. Just things
well,
to be aware of.
That's a whole other program. We can't do
we
okay, let me just tell you, folks, this young lady, and I went out and bought one of these. This young lady cooked hamburgers and chicken on this thing, and not only was the presentation good, but the taste was just
fantastic.
Amazing.
Thank you. I didn't season the ground beef at all. Of course, it was grass-fed. Didn't season the meat because all this flavor, and it's not just a salt flavor. There's a lot of trace minerals. It's just natural, and it is so much fun to cook with. And you can cook with it on any surface. What you have to know about is if you have an electric stove, which we do, is you have to raise it off. So I have a tart pan rounded thing that raises it a few inches off of the stove.
So if
otherwise,
you have gas, if you have
it works great.
A
grilling
grill.
In the oven, you have to be very careful. They range around $30.
But you can keep that for a long time. I mean, how long will it last?
Well, it could if you took care of it well, which I didn't. If you use it for frozen and for serving, it will last simply forever. If you never heat it, you can freeze it with no implications. But if you heat it, you just have to be very, very careful and heat it gradually. But that's what makes it so much fun, so natural. It's actually very easy to clean. It's a little on the heavier side.
But why would this be?
The reason it's good. Well, oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Where's the doorbell?
But why would this be? That's all she needs. Why would you use a Himalayan salt block?
Well, it goes back to, you know, what we've talked about on this program, trying to live as chemical-free as possible and as close to nature as possible. Well, this doesn't get any closer to nature, so you don't have to worry about something contaminating your food. And some of the cookware that we've invented in the last 60 years, we've found out later, oh, well, that's getting into my food and that is affecting me. We kind of hoped for the best and are learning, well, maybe that's not so good. So if this is why this is for a natural living enthusiast, if someone is going down this journey, they're going to just have so much fun. I haven't even explored the, you know, you could cure meat this way if you had two blocks. It's just, I recommend there are a couple books or online. There are lots of sites, but I do have a Himalayan salt block book.
Well, who doesn't?
60 recipes.
Who doesn't?
And I'm just having so much fun.
Yes. All right. Well, let's take our first break. We'll come back with Andrea Fabry and your calls right here on Chris Fabry Live and Moody Radio. Don't you dare go away.
Have a comment about the program today? Call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
We're counting down the 12 top natural products that you could buy for Christmas. This is Chris Fabry Live. Thanks a lot for joining us. My toxic life coach is with us for more fun and frivolity here before Thanksgiving, really giving you a lot of time in order to get all the ducks in a row. I got a million of them. And we talked about Himalayan salt block. Now, look at who's called in here. She had no idea that this was on the list. Birdie is in Tennessee. Hey, Birdie, how are you?
I'm fine.
Glad you called.
How are you?
What's up? Good.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was in the mountains over at LJ, Georgia, and they had salt mine lamps. They light up. The inside is a little bit hollow enough for a little light bulb in it. And
yep.
It's supposed to cure sinus problems, you know, allergies, good for all sorts of things. Well, I've had it for probably a year and a half, and I still can't breathe. But I was wondering what your take on that. Have you heard of the salt lamps, or is that good
yes.
for other people, or just not for me? But
well, you know, it's kind of layers upon layers of things that can impact our health. So I wouldn't put this at the number one thing that will cure all of our illnesses or woes. So, you know, there's clean air, clean water, clean food. There's so many factors that go into being able to breathe well. But I did put this on my list, Birdie, because it's true. I've taken a picture of the Himalayan salt lamp, and there's like this glow around it. And I couldn't find this photo. I would have brought it today. Because you can see that it is emitting negative ions. And that's what we want in our environment, because that's a healthier way to live. That's how it is. Earth is, you know, emits negative ions. We tend to offset this and have toxins in our air that emit positive. So it is, I love my Himalayan salt lamp. I think they're very pretty. Do you like the looks of it aesthetically?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's calming, just relaxing. I like it, and it works as a good night light during the night.
Exactly. That's what I keep them on out, you know, in the living area, so if anyone gets up, they can see. I love the Himalayan salt lamp, but I wouldn't, you know, I think you're the perfect illustration that, well, it didn't, you know, I didn't notice this huge health difference. And sometimes with health products and the way we tend to market things, just any way, we just have to be careful to say this can help an environment. And I think that would be true. And just like you said, it can ease, it's relaxing. And that's partly the negative ions, I think. So, you know, something was accomplished by that.
Glad you called, Birdie. So there's two of the top 12, the salt block and then the Himalayan salt lamp.
Now, the Himalayan salt lamp, of course, uses electricity. It uses a low wattage bulb. So you're using electricity, not the most natural thing, but I still like it. They do have candles. So that's the ultimate natural is the candle lit Himalayan salt lamp.
If you eat this or if you have a Himalayan salt lamp and you get this near your French fries, is that good?
It's not, you know, well, sure. Yeah. I don't know about the French fries. Depends on the oil they're made in.
All right. Now, most people I would think who are listening today have not gotten their charcoal sticks yet for Christmas, because to me, this feels like a lump of coal. You know, this is not something that you'd want, but you like the charcoal sticks.
Well, and I think I'm saying this right. It's a Japanese term, so correct me if I'm wrong, if someone knows the correct pronunciation. I believe it's Binshoten charcoal sticks.
Okay.
So it's not just any charcoal. This is Binshoten is the it's the grade A charcoal. The way that it's heated, it's from an oak tree. It does originate in the country of Japan and covers a big surface area just in one stick, if you will, or one bit of it makes it absorbs chemicals. That's one of the benefits. And I think we know that about charcoal, that when or for poisonous substances, if you go to the ER, they give you charcoal to take internally. Same principle. It absorbs a lot in your intestines. And so, you know, in our environment, it's great. These charcoal sticks don't turn black in water. You can use them as water filters. I use my Binchon 10 charcoal sticks in the bath because we don't have whole house water filtration. Most people don't have that luxury, and it would be a really nice thing to have. If you do, that's great. Just to offset some of the chemicals in the water.
Was that kind of a tip? Were you giving a tip here on the program?
We try and make it all.
Because that's not one of the top 12 things.
No, it's a whole house filtration. Okay. No, it's not.
All right, so the charcoal sticks there. And then, go ahead.
Well, there's so much more to say about those.
Of course.
So don't write those off until you, and I'm sure there are other companies selling them. Again, I just linked to one place, and I'm sure there are others that offer this type of charcoal.
When I went to the farmer's market this past weekend, they had carrots there. They had these nice, plump, juicy orange carrots. And then in the other bin, they had these carrots that were not orange. They were yellow and they were purple and there's just all kinds of greenish kind of a hue. And there was someone there who hadn't been to the farmer's market. And she said, these look really good. I wonder what these are. And I said, well, those are heirloom carrots.
Nice.
And she said, what are heirloom carrots? And I see on your list here, Andrea, that there are heirloom seeds.
Well, you know, if you have a gardener, if someone in your life who's a gardener, they are going to love the best of the best seeds. And as we're learning over the last 20 years, you know, our seed supplies are changing and the way we grow fruits and vegetables are changing and some of the breeds are changing. And so heirloom have been preserved over the years and they're very potent nutritionally. And so gardeners love heirloom seeds. And honestly, carrots, those red carrots, the purple, there's phytochemicals in there that are very nutritional. They offer something that the orange is good too. So I put that on the list just because if you do know a gardener, you can't go wrong. I suggest a gift card maybe where they can pick the seeds that they like. It's just fun.
Of course. All right, so we've got these are just flying by. Propolis, what is that propolis diffuser?
Very good question. I hadn't heard of these till recently. Many of us are aware of essential oil diffusers. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to clean the air in the indoor environment. Let's face it, indoor environments are challenging to us as human beings. We're meant, you know, outdoors. The more air circulation, the better. The best fresh air is fresh air. Well, we can't be out.
Wait a minute, let me write that down.
Yeah, I know.
Say that one more time.
The best fresh air is fresh air.
Well, wait a
air.
Minute. I interrupted her, Ryan. Go ahead and play the doorbell again. somebody called and said, stop playing the doorbell. My dogs are going crazy.
And you mentioned that, and I've been trying extra hard just for you to listen, because I know with Tebow, our dog, yeah, it would be very distracting. So I'm doing my part. Are you going to do yours?
I'm trying.
Okay. Where were we?
Propolis diffuser.
Yes. What's interesting about propolis is that it's part of the beehive. And I feel like you're going to laugh.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Of course not. Why would I laugh?
I don't know. Well, they use it as cement.
The
propolis
bees do?
Yes. It's what they use to protect their hive. So if that doesn't say something about how, they get it from the trees, the saps and all this, I don't really know. I haven't studied up on.
But do they like get their little wheelbarrows out?
That's what I knew was coming.
No, I'm just asking, is this something they expect or they like eat and then expectorate? Or is that,
well, you should have them on.
Can you imagine a bee in a great big dump, you know, cement truck driving down? Driving down the road. I think I got her, folks.
I was right. Yeah. Can I just say I was right? Because, yes, that is quite a picture. But if that doesn't say something about if it's protective, then it's good for us in the air. And there are products that diffuse the propolis into your indoor air. And it can be an effective air purifier or at least help make it a healthier environment. You're still laughing.
It's because Nate wrote up here, only you can prevent the doorbell. Thank you, Smokey. Okay, so the propolis diffuser is
something people don't know about necessarily.
Now, is this really? You don't have to tell me exactly, but are we talking hundreds of dollars here? Is this?
Oh no, some of them I would say so far $50 or less.
Okay.
Now the diffuser would get maybe $100 or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can imagine the bees need a kickback.
For how hard they work.
After all that work.
Absolutely.
All right, now we're going to mention this next thing. And here is, this one is one that I think maybe some of you use. And I've held it until now because I figured that there would be people who would call in and say yes or no to this. Because maybe this thing has worked. And you talk about this as being natural. The one that you have pictured here is not necessarily...
I don't know what you're going out of order, so I'm all off guard. Yeah, I'm looking at my list going, okay. He's not going to mention the tea glass,
no,
is he?
It's number 12.
Oh.
This is not organic in the sense of everything that you show here is naturally made, but it's how you use it that you're thinking organic, right?
Well, I put number 12, the standing desk. We could do a whole program on the standing desk. And I put that because I have loved it so very much. And I know that a lot of people who are, well, a lot of, you know, in my network, health bloggers and, just other people who are trying to live healthy understand that sitting all day can take its toll. Now, this doesn't solve all of that. Some people have a treadmill standing desk where they're on the treadmill all day. That's awesome. I'm just so happy with being able to stand up, and I'm shocked about that. So yes, I included that on the list because last year at this time, I probably would have loved that as a Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. So that's why I put that.
You had to wait 8 more months or 9 more months to get that.
And I was very nervous about it. I just was very daunted by the idea of standing. It just was a commitment on my part. I've studied ergonomics, I believe is the correct way to mm-hmm. say, or the study of the science of work and making as efficient as possible. And ergonomics shows that standing, we can be more efficient. That wasn't quite enough for me. I'm on a blogging network forum, and so many of them said, I'm getting more done. And so that was enough for me. I would like to be more efficient with my time. And I remember when Chris and my son put it together, and I stared at it, and I thought, I don't think that I'm committed now. Because there it was. You had gone to the trouble to put it together, and you did such a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I stared at it and thought, So I thought, I'll just try it for an hour. Even if I just use it an hour a day. Well, I'm shocked how much I enjoy that. So, yes, I put that.
My guess is there's probably somebody listening now who uses a standing desk, who's gone from the sitting to the standing. They've done this in radio stations where they, instead of sitting at the console, they move everything up. And so you stand when you talk rather than sitting down. So I'm going to open the lines up now at 877-548-3675. I'd like to hear from you if you use a standing desk. Has this worked? And if it hasn't worked for you and you've gone back to the sitting thing, I want to hear that as well.
That would be good to hear because I don't think it's for everybody mm-hmm. and I wouldn't assume that it is. So that's why I put it as number 12. It's not like a sure bet gift because it's an investment and so forth.
Well, when you think of the animal kingdom, Andrea, you're talking about natural. I mean, how many times have you seen a deer sitting down?
Working.
Reading the paper, whatever.
Not very often.
You know, they're standing up, you know, getting their exercise. And as a matter of fact, I think Nate was doing some research here, and he says that all of the bees, when they're driving those cement trucks, are standing.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order to shift gears.
Think of the worker ants, how hard they work.
Yes.
They're not sitting.
I've never seen that. So standing desk, is this a good idea, a bad idea? You don't care. 877-548-3675. We have 12 of these. We've talked about the propolis diffuser, the standing desk, the Himalayan salt lamp, the Himalayan salt block. And what was the other
heirloom
thing?
Seeds.
Heirloom seeds and the charcoal sticks.
The charcoal sticks. That was number one on the list.
So we have several more of these to go, but I really want to hear about the standing desk and if that works for you or not. 877-548-3675. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. got to hit OK and then share. We've had a major malfunction here, folks, because the picture that I took of Andrea and posted on Facebook, she just took a look at it and said, I hate that picture.
Oh, I had no idea. And you see, after 32 years... Well, I mean, when we were married, there was no Instagram.
The only thing I was thinking about when I took that picture was, did I get enough of the sea of the Chicago Bears thing in there in order to show the Chicago Bears deal? And plus, you've got a really good shot of the transistor radio behind you.
And that's all you're thinking about.
That's all I'm thinking about.
And I look and about 120 years
you
old.
You and gorgeous
I'm
thing.
Studying. Who knows what I'm looking at? I so would have smiled. I thought you were just photographing.
Okay, so
it's okay. I'm over it. It is what it is, and really, it's an honest picture.
If you could transplant that one for the other picture, that'd be great. We're talking about 12 unique natural gifts here today on Chris Fabry Live, and we have come to this standing desk thing, and it looks like a bunch of you have response to this. We start with Scott in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Hey, I really do enjoy the standing desk, but I enjoy both sitting and standing. So I have a prop that I move up and down where I can shift positions.
Okay. So it's one desk that's you just...
Adjustable.
Yeah. You have an adjustable desk?
I do.
Nice. Well, I find that true. You know, I have a laptop on mine, so occasionally I'll just, you know, curl up on the couch and work. And so I think variety is good anyway. So that doesn't surprise me. What are you?
I don't know. It just sounded so Mr. Howlish. I said, lover, you know, I have a laptop on mine. It says here, Scott, that you use the trash can as a spacer. Is that right?
Well, that is my adjuster, yeah.
So you made your own?
On the desk.
You made your own?
It just happened to be the right size, yeah.
Well, good for you.
So how much of the time would you say you stand versus sit?
I don't know anymore. I maybe 50-50.
Okay. Wow.
Really so helps if my back, you know. I feel a lot better that way.
What is wrong with your back? Have you always had back problems?
Well, no, but the more I sit, the more I do.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And I've seen that, you know, some people will go out and buy the standing desk. Others say, I don't need to buy anything. I got a board here and I'm going to do this myself. Scott, thank you. Let's go to Stephanie, who's in Delray Beach, Florida. Hey, Stephanie, go right ahead.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be on this show. I love it. I listen to the show every weekday. It's really been a blessing for me.
Do you listen standing up or sitting down?
Sitting down most of the time in the car.
Ah.
So what's up with the standing desk? Do you have one?
No, but I usually do use one of those flower podiums to do my homework. I'm a high school student, and when it starts getting late, after 9 o'clock, my brain completely shuts down. I don't know why. So as soon as I start standing up, I work so much more efficiently, and I get a lot more things done. And I've noticed that most of the information I retained from my homework the next day was the information I wrote down standing up.
Isn't that
so interesting? We should do a whole program. There's no doubt this would be such a great program.
No, but see, blood flow. I'm trying to figure this out. Is it blood flow?
Partly circulation, brain, you know, sitting just, I need to study up on it.
Kills.
Yeah.
It kills. Stephanie, thank you. God bless you there in Delray Beach. Let's talk with Chris in Lafayette, Indiana. Hi there, Chris. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Yes. I'm a semi driver, and sitting down day after day after day, it becomes very repetitive. Right. And to avoid becoming tired and stuff like that, and health wise as well, it'd be nice if semi companies could come up with a way where we can stand and drive for alertness and safety, and just not to sit down, have our blood circulating, and maybe lower obesity some way in that aspect.
Yes.
Has that ever been done? I mean,
I think there are trucks that are out there. They're available. I've seen that with the standing up thing, and you think about trains and, you know, those types of other vehicles. Obviously, cockpit in an airplane, everybody's sitting down there.
So do you take breaks then periodically and stretch and all that? I mean, do you have...
There's federal regulations that you have to take breaks every 8 hours and a 14-hour period during the day. But, I mean, still, you'll get tired during some of those times. It would be great to stand. And,
yeah.
I mean, if the safety is still there and all that. So
that's one of the main things that I hear truck drivers complain about is this, and with health concerns later on in life. They do this for 20, 30 years, and then they have a whole litany of things that have happened, back problems being one of the big ones. Chris, thank you. And thanks for listening there in Indiana. Dan's in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Dan, go right ahead.
Hey, Chris, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
I wanted to just comment on the standing desks, and when your other caller, the high school student, chimed in, it made me think, I'm a sixth grade math teacher, and so late at night when I'm trying to grade quizzes and tests, I'll use the kitchen counter and stand up at the counter. It's pretty high up in the air. Don't have a standing desk, but that kind of seems to do the trick, and it keeps me awake. But what I wanted to say was I have been trying for years to get standing desks for my students.
Mm.
Again, I'm on my feet all day. I never sit down when I'm teaching, but they're sixth graders. They're squirmy. They're sitting down 80 minutes at a time. And I've seen student standing desks that have little rocking sway bars underneath where they can kind of rock their feet and get that energy out. And my goal some days, they have a classroom of 30 of those.
Oh, I love that goal. I bet you anything that's going to happen. It's coming. You can see the level of awareness on this. And I hadn't thought about
students.
These poor kids sitting all day. It's so true.
Sure. Yeah, and it would just be something that would just kind of get the blood flowing, get the mind thinking a little bit. And I've actually looked into it, and right now they're really, really expensive.
Expensive, exactly.
They're not on the radar yet, and I'm not sure how to get someone in the district or some kind of grant to actually go for it. But
Do a study about it, you know, if somebody would do some study that would show this, that you could get concrete response to this.
For kids. Mm-hmm.
Here is my heart, because I, you know, I'm a guy. And I grew up as a guy, and there is so much, the classroom, the traditional classroom is just not geared to a first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade boy, because a first grade through four, or even more further on is just moving all the time and is kinetic and has energy, and they want to drug the kids who are like that. And they want to. And if I, you know, had grown up in this generation, they probably would do that to me as well. And I'm not saying that some kids aren't helped by drugs, so don't write, you know, me about that. I get that, but I think many times if you would just give the boy an opportunity to stand up and to move a little bit rather than sit in your chair, sit in that and make sure you keep your elbows. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And Dan, I want to encourage you with that vision. You know, that is, I love that. And you never know through Kickstarter or, you know, all of the ways that we can raise money for things that I just want to encourage you to go for that. I love that.
All right. Thank you for your call. Now, Liz called in Akron. Liz, Liz is not there, right? She's not on the line. Okay. She didn't want to be on the line. Okay. But we're going to use your question. She says, what about varicose veins? What about waitresses? What about nurses and others who are doing rounds in the hospital? Aren't there drawbacks in constantly standing?
Well, I think there are drawbacks in constantly anything. And it's like we talked about at the beginning of the program with the Himalayan salt lamp. It's not a fix-all. It's not. Standing isn't, just having a standing desk doesn't do it. There are inherent risks for anything we do. Getting out of bed in the morning is a risk. And unless we're vigilant about what it means to be healthy, then, you know, all sorts of things can happen. So I totally agree that you can have a sitting desk and be very healthy. So, you know, because you know other things to do and you exercise in between and you keep an active lifestyle and you, you know, spiritually there. Prayer is healthy. There's so many things that go into it. So I always hesitate to put it on one thing.
Here's Ray in Aurora, Ohio. Hey, Ray, join the conversation.
Hey, I have an answer for you as far as why the people could retain the material better from standing. They're kinesthetic learners. They're different types of learners. Mm-hmm. And kinesthetic learners are those that learn best when they move.
Hmm. Just what you said, as you were.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about that is I've done some research on people with ADD and ADHD, and the people like CEOs and that have become very successful have been successful because they've learned to adapt. And some of them have put in their boardrooms treadmills or chairs mm-hmm. that rock, because they found that that's what worked best for them. And that's a big part of how that works for people, that if they find that that works for them because they move, that's the way they think.
Yeah, and I think it's a recent phenomenon in the last 100 years that we're in our offices and we're sitting so much. I mean, right. Our lifestyle for centuries was very, very different.
Farming
and we're
that.
Just learning. You know, and I think companies really, they're advocating for exercise during the day and providing these ways. So I think, you know, there's a lot of room for growth and learning, but I think we're on the right track overall.
Are you for or against a deer stand?
A deer stand?
So the hunters out there are laughing. A deer stand is something that you build up in a tree so that you can go up there and sit down so that you can... You can catch a deer.
Hunting is good exercise.
Looking forward to catching that deer. All right, so that is our standing desk segment.
Can I say one more thing about the standing desk?
You can interrupt me.
And that is, I don't think I did. Did I? I'm looking to Ryan about that. Yeah. Are you going to do the doorbell on that? Because I felt like I waited patiently. But I didn't want to lose, you know, this is going so quickly.
Yes.
But and that is the reason.
For some of us.
I said I have a laptop and a standing desk, but if you do it yourself, you want to be sure that you have two levels.
Good
point. Keyboard needs to be, how do I explain this?
At a certain level.
Yeah, you don't want to put your hands too high, and then you're creating other problems. So there's a certain...
Like the deer example a little earlier. I mean, how many times have you seen a deer in the wild with its paws way up on the keyboard? You don't see that.
Totally level. Yes. Yes, it's in a 90-degree angle.
You said a little earlier, you know, just getting out of bed.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. I think just me getting into bed tonight is going to be a risk, because you're going to have all kinds of problems with this program. But no, it's a lot of fun, and we're learning things. And here's the other thing. You have a link on your website not only to these 12 natural gifts, but something else. What was it?
If these 12 gifts are unique natural gifts for the natural living enthusiast.
Okay.
Over at Moms Aware, we have a list called 12 Treats for the Toxic Trainee. Mm. Isn't that catchy?
I like that.
And we've talked about that on a past program. So we have that list as well that covers, you know, some more ideas. So between those two lists that are linked at your website.
A toxic trainee, meaning somebody who's just getting into this.
Yeah, or what would you like to, you know, someone who's very interested in this and they're kind of just beginning. There's a couple of book ideas that they would like, or you might like these lists to give to somebody and say, hey, here's what I'd like.
All right. Andrea Fabry, our guest today on this Toxic Talk Tuesday edition of Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio.
Call 877-LIVE-675 to reach Chris Fabry Live. That's 877-LIVE-675.
If you go to our Facebook page today and like us, you can see a picture of my toxic life coach. Nate, I see that you haven't changed the picture yet. This is the original picture. And okay, you want to say something?
No. Mm-mm. I'm good with it. It's fine.
I think the second one was a little more kind. yeah, with the smile. I see this on my personal page here.
Is it better?
I just got to figure out how to link with all the things
with
my phone.
I'll help after.
You do that. And let's go back to the phone and talk with Alex in Chicago. This will get us off the standing desk and onto other products. Hey, Alex, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Alex.
Hi. I came across a product a couple weeks ago called the Makeup Eraser. And it is a, it's just a simple polyester cloth that when you wet it with just warm water and rub it over your face, it removes all your makeup.
And so that saves some of the chemical things that you might use, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So no chemicals. It can eliminate.
Alex, you got to know, I wish I had my camera on, because when you said polyester... I'm telling you, the reaction.
You can't
here,
win, can
your
you?
Your reaction here in the studio.
No, it's not true. I knew exactly what you're saying. And to avoid some of those chemicals, I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm all for it. The reason I looked serious, just like in that photo on Facebook, is because I was thinking of natural makeup, you know, and using makeup products that don't have a lot of those chemicals. So that's why I was looking so serious there. And on our list for 12 treats for the toxic trainee, we list a couple of websites that offer pure foundation. So that's what I was thinking about. And I think that's great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
There's Alex in Chicago. Now here is Reba in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Reba, thank you for dialing us. What do you want to say?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I love listening to your program. This does go back a little to the standing desk issue, and it really is not about a standing desk, but it made me realize in your comments why I guess I have found that walking, incorporating my daily prayers with walking, is so effective. I have just found that my mind is much more engaged. I just stay totally focused on my prayers. So I walk for 2 miles every morning, and I have my prayer list with me, and that's just my special time. And I have found that, you know, the walking encourages my praying, and my praying encourages my walking, so I just don't not do it.
So when, that's great. I love hearing that. I love picturing that.
It's one awesome. Informs the other. Well, there was a Bobby Walgamuth, we did a program about her life a couple of weeks ago, and there was a video of her singing Trust and Obey as she walked past the front door, you know, the front on the street that her husband Robert took.
And she didn't know he was filming.
No, she didn't. So. As a matter of fact, Robert heard the program that we did and wrote and thanked us for doing that and said, I did take that video of her without her knowledge. And you can go back and listen to that broadcast or listen to that conversation. Thanks for your call. Okay, now we don't have time to do all of the rest of these.
Oh, we don't? No. You're kidding.
Well, go ahead. I mean, how many do you want? Just mention some?
I'll just mention them. You know, these are 12 unique natural gifts for the natural living enthusiast. And there's a certain tea glass to have loose leaf tea on the go. It's a very unique product, and it's glass on the inside, and it tips, so it brews. It's self-contained in the glass, and it's plastic on the outside, but so it's not breakable, and it's just a great way for some who love tea. So it's a little natural gift. Earth runners, I've mentioned those before. Running close to the earth, barefoot, really is ideal. And who's going to do that these days? That's a little hard. So this young engineering graduate came up with this, made in America, these earth runners that are very minimalistic running shoes. And once I got those, I love those. So I put those. There's a natural shampoo method that I write about.
Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about that.
Going natural with your shampoo is a very daunting thing. We could do a whole program on that.
Oh, yeah. We get a week on that.
Oh, yeah. Each one would be fascinating. You know, I haven't used any chemicals in my hair for 4 years at all. And I mostly use Rasool Clay. And then I tried this. It'd be a better way, I think, to go to natural. But natural shampoos are not for everybody. You really do lose the suds and the lather. It's a very different feel. I just know that my hair is thicker, my scalp feels better, but I wouldn't say, is that the music? Are we out
of
time?
I got to get to Jeannie in Wisconsin before we end here. She has something to say to you. Hey, Jeannie, go ahead.
Hi, Jeannie.
Well, I just have to say hi. I listen to you guys all the time. I think you guys are great.
But yeah, it's kind of funny. A couple of years ago, I found the Himalayan salt lamp, and my daughter, who's 12, she actually licked it, and then she had some of her friends over. They thought it was just the funniest thing, you know, to just lick the salt on it. They're like, lick it, it's real salt, lick it. And I'm like, I don't know, I just had to share you, you know,
thank
share
you.
That with you.
And isn't it nice? You don't have to worry.
Whole family.
Yeah. I mean, it's worry-free.
Safe for the whole family. Thank you, Jeannie. Nate, again, I'm sorry. I just got a great gift for the deer would be deer pants for the water. And with that, we'll leave you. There are more things that we could say here. There are more in the 12. But if you go to the website, you can link through and you can see these 12 natural gifts.
Sunglasses.
That's right. The eco-friendly sunglasses.
A snack, a special snack food. There's just on and on. Earth Almonds.
Go to chrisfabrylive.org and you can find out more. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Our program is a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.